Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 that's right. It's Johnny and Arnell live and loud on FUBAR Radio. Woohoo!
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Double whammy. There we go. It's 4 p.m. That's the time.
There's certain things, there's bits of like formula of the show that people have come to expect.
And I don't think they come to expect it. I mean, it's just something you like to do.
Well, I think that I'm giving the people what they want, you know.
Give the people what they want. It gets them going. Nobody knows what it means.
It is provocative. But basically, I just like to do that because that's the structure of the show, I know. And yeah. If we didn't do that, people would go, what's going on? They haven't started it in the right way. So,
Yeah. So they know it's official once they hear the double sting.
Absolutely.
Johnny and I know on FUBAR Radio.
I just triple stinged him.
You're just confusing him now. Was that the end of the show?
Why does he keep stinging?
It's a bit of a short one, isn't it?
I just triple stinged you guys. I hope it hurts. I hope it hurts you.
It sounds nasty.
I'm triple stinging.
I've just been triple stinged by Johnny.
People are taking their headphones out. Ah, he's stinging all the time.
You know, there's probably people like sitting on a train or something, right, in the office, and all they hear is.
Yeah, that's what they pay their money for. Basically, that's what they come through the door for to hear stings like that.
But hello, listeners out there. Hello and welcome to the show.
Oh, let's get a bit more energy.
That's it. It's Thursday, 4 p.m. live and loud. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Here. This is Johnny and I now. We're live. We're loud. Mm. With me, Johnny Cochran. Johnny.
And me, I know. Tomlinson. you forgot your own little thing that you set up.
I know.
You forgot it.
Can I just do that? Because that was just so good. The resignation in your voice, you can't fake that anymore. And me, I know. I'm just a bit. Tomlinson.
It's hard to get hyped doing, when you're following that. It's not exactly going to be hyped off the back of it.
It's so good. Do you know when you get married, is there even a possibility you might walk down the aisle to that? Like, if the bride gets to walk down the aisle, if you get to walk down at the start, but you say I'm just a friend, and then she walks in after, you know, anything like that? No?
I don't know. I mean, if she heard that in the church or something.
She might go, he's right.
Might do a runner.
I wanted more.
I was having doubts, but that's just confirmed it.
I wanted more from life. There's no chemistry there anymore.
I don't think he's committed.
He's just a confidant.
Confidant!
He's peaked.
Sometimes I come to him with my issues and that's about it.
To be honest, I'd be happy for him to be a pen pal.
Oh, a pen pal. Do you remember those? I used to have one in Chicago. Wrote to him once. He wrote to me once back and then that was it.
Really?
Game over.
I never had a pen pal. Never.
I sent him a POG, you know, in my pen pal letter. I sent him a POG. And he just kept it. Didn't even say thanks in the return letter.
Yeah, but considering like America were way ahead of us on technology and games and everything, you just probably sent him something from a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but even if I sent him doubles, it's still a gesture, isn't it?
It's a gesture, but it's probably like, oh, this guy's living in the dark ages, honestly. I'm going to stop writing to him. he offers me nothing.
He's living in the third world. Pogs from the elder years.
Oh, dear. Who plays with these, really? Evolve, please.
Did you play with Pogs?
I played with Pogs, yeah. Wonder what you say there. I played with Pogs.
Well, keep it easy.
Yeah.
It's only 4 o'clock.
Let's start as we mean to go on. Keep it clean. I played with Pogs, definitely. Yeah, I was big on them. I remember having a big row with my mate one time. Because do you remember when it was like Magic Caps? Like, there was the Premier League ones, the football ones.
Oh, no, yeah, they did it afterwards, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And I remember, like, they were absolutely massive, being used like currency in the playground, no question about it. And I went round his house once, and I could swear, and listen here, Ian Charles, if you are listening.
Because
I don't speak to you anymore.
Casting the name out.
I'll put
Ian
your name
Charles.
Out there. Your name's on blast.
Ian Charles.
Okay, Charlesy, or whatever your name is nowadays.
We know who you are.
Yeah. And
somebody Google him.
People will know about the kind of character you are after I finish this story. Went round your house, started playing. It was said quite clearly that it was not for keeps. And then you won a couple of my magic caps, and at the end you went, right, I'll be taking them. No, you won't be taking them. No, you won't be taking them. It was not for keeps. We've explicitly said it's not for keeps. Do not try and keep my magic caps. You're dishonest. And I tell you what, karma, it will come round on you. I don't know what he's doing now.
I didn't think you could play Pogs without playing for keeps. But, hey, you just invented your own rules.
No, well, you can say at the start, this isn't for keeps, and then it's not for keeps. You go, you know what I mean?
Just halfway training. Halfway through slamming it down. By the way, it's not for keeps.
Yeah, you don't say, oh, bang, oh, lost. This ain't keeps. But we nearly had a little row that day as well.
Was it? Well, you aren't friends anymore.
Well, no, not when you've got a character like that who is that duplicitous
and trustworthy
and out for himself trying to rob magic caps. No, I don't know what he's up to now, but he's probably dishonest. You know, the leopard never changes its spots.
Well, that's a fun way to start the show this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Chelsea.
Do you know another thing? Last week, my mum was listening, and she texted me at one point saying, sort it out. And I was like, this is the way my mum talks to me anyway.
Just sort it out.
Sort it out. And I was like, what? And she's like, I've heard you on the radio. You're chewing and everything.
Yeah, you are. See? You do it every week.
So I'm not going to do it this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even tempt you with one of these.
Oh, I'll have them in the songs.
Oh, right.
In the songs.
Okay.
Kind of ruined our little build-up next, but still. Oh. So let's talk about what we've got coming out of the show, I know.
Well, we got what's trending this week. We're going to be talking about what's been going on in social media, what's been grinding people's gears, what people have been chatting about.
Absolutely. There's a few big stories this week that have had some tongues wagging.
Wag, wag, wag.
Not only that, I know, we're not done there. No, no. Because after that, we go to our infamous Lend an Ear section.
That's right. Lend an Ear section. Real people, real problems, where me and Johnny give you guys the best advice you can possibly have to any problems or predicaments you might have. Johnny, what's the email address people can write their problems to us?
There he goes. You can send your problems into johnnyandinl@foobarradio.com.
Boom! Absolutely. Send them in now. Send them in.
You can tweet us at Foobar Radio or at johnnyandinl, but to be honest, some of these problems probably you won't want to be tweeted out there, you know what I mean?
In the public eye.
Yeah, you know, fungal infections on your feet. You don't want to say, hey, Johnny and Inel, how do I fix this? No, no, because now it's gone out to all your followers, all 20 of them.
So, oh, 18 now.
It's gone viral, literally.
Then after that, we've got our Blast from the Past section.
Nice. Good. So,
lingering nuke.
That is our section, the Blast from the Past section, where we basically take a buzzword, a buzzword, I know, and then we talk about the stories that makes us think about and the issues around that buzzword, and then we play a song which those stories make us think about, which are kind of relevant to us.
Nice, I like that, but what's the buzzword this week?
The buzzword this week, I know, is
Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Facebook.
I mean, we can stretch it to social media, kind of, that thing in general, you know. So if anyone has got any of their own stories, they can kind of write in about as well. But, we want to hear from you.
We love you guys getting involved. So feel free to email us. Again, it's johnnyandinl@foobarradio.com.
Absolutely. And then after that, I know, we're going on to our spoilers on screen section.
And it's been a juicy week as well because I've caught up with The Walking Dead.
Yay! Guys, if people at home ain't watching The Walking Dead, you need to get involved in it. I know zombies ain't for everyone, but it genuinely is wicked.
Yes.
And to be fair, I think it ignites something in everyone of just being able to go a bit carnal and like, what would I actually do? I'd be cutting zombies up and stuff like that. And we know that if you're up to date, there's a character this week who's just gone. She's gone Super Saiyan on it. She's an absolute
beast mode.
Nutcase.
Oh yes,
full blown Assassin's Creed out there.
Just in time for the new game.
But we can save some of that talk for later. To be honest though, about Walking Dead, my mate's just started it. He's on to his second series.
Oh right.
And he's like saying about things that happened like 3 years ago, but he's like, oh my god, I can't believe that's happening. So like, it is something that people could go back and watch through. It is a great show.
It's tough though watching like shows that have started like a few years ago, because it's hard to like dodge the spoilers when you know there's a new series going on and you're just kind of playing catch up. It's so difficult, man.
Well, it's a tricky one, but I did it with The Wire. I didn't even know The Wire existed until the fifth season had just finished, and then people were going, oh, you need to get on it, and I watched it through, and Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if no one's brought it up to you up until that point, you're probably not going to find out anything unless you go looking for it. So there you go. But yeah, that's the summation of our show, I know. There's nothing else.
Well, I think you're forgetting.
Well, blad.
Hola, hola.
Well, no, that is it, mate. That
hey,
seems
blad,
fit
hola,
to burst.
Hola, one's it, yeah. What about those bangers, yeah? What about those thumpers, yeah? What about those sick tunes that you guys are known for porting on?
Are you talking about the bangers and the thumpers and the thumping bangers
yes.
and the banging thumpers that we play every week?
And the megalistic ones.
Absolutely. Do you know what? You've twisted my arm. It is about time that we start to look and start playing some bangers and some thumpers out there.
Yes, please.
Because we've not just got the great little sections that we have in our show every week, but we also, you know, we've got a name, name for ourselves for the music that we play.
I can literally envisage, like, a listener right now just punch in the air because you're just about to put on a thumper. Like, yes, go on, Johnny.
Go on.
Go on, Sam.
Well, I think it is about time that the first banger of the day comes on.
Banger it,
man. Go on, Johnny. This one, I only heard recently because I remember talking to you about Rudimental's new album.
Yeah.
And I said I was going to get round to it, but I have now listened to it. And this is just a beauty right now.
Mm.
This is Rumour Mill featuring Anne-Marie and Will Hurd. Here we go.
Don't approve my mail. The word is on the street. I don't know how to feel about what you say to me. Cause the body built, it won't give me no relief. Nothing but a cheap thrill, no chance of a remedy. No. The bad things be spread around. No, let it go, just turn it down. Don't be a fool, don't be a clown. Can't tell me, won't tell me nothing anyhow. Bad things be spread around. No, let it go, just turn it down. Either way, I'm coming round. Can't tell me, won't turn me down. I don't even care. I don't even care about what they say. I don't even care about what they say.
Damn. That is the Rumour Mill.
Yeah, but Johnny, they're saying stuff about you, bruh.
Yeah, well, well,
you absolutely. Don't care.
Absolutely. They've been saying a couple of things about you. That was a rumour.
No, I don't just know. Rumours. Don't believe anything.
Just rumours. Just rumours.
Don't believe everything you hear. Right?
Johnny and Inel on Fubar Radio.
That's right. It's Johnny and Inel live and loud on Fubar Radio, taking you through all the way to 6 p.m. today. Man.
That is right. That is right. 6 p.m. Yeah. Just don't go anywhere, basically. We can move around as long as you've got headphones and stuff.
Right.
Like, we're not that restrictive.
Yeah, yeah. I suggest getting the wireless ones, wireless headphones. Then you can just, like, go about
your whole life.
Unrestricted.
Yeah, you can actually do things.
You're carrying us with you.
Yeah. Mm. We are, like, your inner conscience, basically.
As long as you got Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, there is that as well. Quite limited. Or data on your mobile. Okay. Anyway, I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
email.
Oh, yes. We've got our first email of the day. One of them's a problem, so we'll save that for our problem section. Okay, well, this one shouldn't be. Hello. Oh. I have some chewing gum in my hair. It's juicy fruit, so I quite like the sniff, but I'd like your opinion on whether I should keep it or cut it out. If I remove it, how should I do it? Vicky in Croydon.
Oh, there's so many different methods for this. It's difficult, this one.
Well, don't you have to freeze chewing gum to get it off?
I heard that.
So you might have to sleep next to the freezer and just stick your hair in there. We put the juicy fruit in there, wait till it goes hard, and then take a chisel to it. Yes. Tick, 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 tick. Yeah, it's off.
I suppose it depends how big the chewing gum is and how much clump of hair is taken up. Otherwise, just snip it off, I say. But otherwise, yeah, so you're going to have to try one of those techniques. The freezing one is generally a good one, though. I've heard that one.
Yeah, well. Yeah. I've heard hydrochloric acid works quite well as well. That'll take the chewing gum off as well.
Definitely strip a few things.
Yeah. Just a little message from our legal department. Johnny and I now in no way condone putting hydrochloric acid on the skin. That's an interesting one. But first of all, Vicky, I want to know now, how did you get... I don't care if it's juicy fruit or bubba, what's that, bubbaloo?
Bubbaloo.
Oh, they
were sick! Hubba Bubba as well.
No, bubbaloo was the best
bubbaloo,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one with the little juicy
goo,
bit.
Goo in the middle.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you can't go back to regular bubblegum.
Yeah.
After
that. That is someone has got the juice out the middle and went, right, I don't want this anymore. It's going in her hair.
Yes!
Have that, Vicky.
What are you
going
to do about that?
Hey? Huh? I've had the good stuff out of it. Now you have that in your hair.
And she's like, jokes on you. I'm going to ask Johnny and I now.
Yeah.
You were right to do so.
You were. You come to the right place. Yeah, it depends. If it's at the root, you can't chop it out.
Yeah.
Well,
it can't be too... Because if she's able to smell it, it must be like down.
Yeah,
down. So
exactly.
I'd say just snip that.
Unless it's so strong, the smell... that she can just smell it in her general vicinity.
Hey, if it's that strong, I need to be buying that bubblegum because usually the taste just disappears after a couple of minutes. But
yeah, but you won't, I don't know if you want it that strong, do you? I mean, you're talking about having breath on you. You know, people
going up, hugging up against people. You
exactly.
Smell that bubblegum.
As I know, with his juicy fruit breath. Oh, dear. I'd say you got to get it out. It's not... It's not cute, and to be honest,
cute.
So imagine like you're stroking your dog or hugging your dog, and then all of a sudden you get attached to that, and then like you know, just walking around, just picking things up.
Because after a while, it's gonna get all nasty. It's gonna turn all grey and disgusting.
Yeah, just clumpy, like a bit of blue tack from the classroom that you've just got under your foot. That's what's gonna be going on your hair.
From the classroom.
Yeah, get it out. Try and stick it in the freezer. If not. Well, we'll see you down at the hospital. Quite apparently, Vicky. See you down there. Beetroot.
Oh.
Oi, oi, Savaloy. Beetroot is well rubbish, innit? What do you think of parakeets? Bet in the bookies. I mean, it's just as random as you like.
He sent us vegetable stuff every week.
Oh, there was someone at it last week, you know, just some complete off the wall stuff over and over again. Yeah, beetroot is real rubbish, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, it is actually. I don't dig beetroot.
Yeah. It's not worth the effort, to be fair. Like, I mean, for the colour and the taste and all of that, it doesn't taste as good as it should look.
Gives you similar teeth to that of red wine, and it's not as fun. So there's the logic. Don't bother. Do not bother. What do you think of parakeets? An underwhelming parrot is the answer to that. Bet. Too small. Don't trust them. I don't think. Are they the ones that actually speak as well, though? Or
No, I didn't think they did.
No.
I thought they were just like the little chirpy ones that just like really loud.
Well, they're like smaller parrot style budgies, you know, that kind of thing going on. I don't have a massive aversion to them, not like pigeons, but they're not as good as just your regular parrot, your macaw. So there you go.
I can't tell the difference between that and a. Oh, well, budgies, I guess, is a little bit bigger, I guess. But those like parakeet ones, they're the ones with like the big red beak.
Unless I'm mistaken, parakeets are bigger than budgies. Parakeets are like a slightly smaller parrot. Maybe I'm wrong and I'll get some emails in, but yeah, exciting if we do. Exciting. Running.
Oh.
How fast do you think you could run and where would you like to run to? Cheetah and the gazelle. This is their situation where we start getting a load of random emails again, really abstract.
Exactly.
We've got to focus them in.
I know. Just some like Salvador Dali guy who's sitting there just on an acid trip, sending in his inner workings of his mind. I can run well fast, and I'd like to run to Gateshead.
I used to be well fast at school. I used to be that guy that was in the top three kids in 100 meters.
Yeah.
And then I lost it.
Same, mate. I used to be rapid. Mm. And the thing is, like, when I got older, like being in... I've said this before, like, because I grew up in Essex, like, there weren't many black people around. So when I turned up, I was just assumed that I was fast. When I got older, I turned up at a men's football team and they were like... To me and my mate Cowley, like, yeah, this guy looks like a ball playing centre after Cowley, and we've got a fast guy as well. I'm like, mate, you haven't even seen me run yet. What are you talking about?
He's fast.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a fast lad. I'm not even fast anymore. It's gone. It went years ago.
Don't let them know.
But the technical ability's never left me. Don't worry about it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yay.
Should I make pancakes or chicken tonight for my tea? Loz in Penzance.
Thank you, Loz. That's great.
I reckon chicken tonight.
Yeah, you can't really have pancakes for a dinner meal, though, can you?
Well, it depends. Some people have pancakes for dinner. They're really posh people. They call them crepes.
Oh,
so, yeah.
I have on occasion had crepes for breakfast.
Yeah. It's possible, you know.
It is. A little bit of chocolate.
But I used to do a chicken tonight dish, the Spanish chicken one.
Mm.
Lovely little recipe, which I could hand out. I mean, this is getting all like, come dine with me on you. But,
are you going to reveal some secrets from there?
Well, the thing is, well, yeah, I might do, to be fair. This is a great one. Stick peppers, mushrooms, onions in it, in with a Spanish chicken one. Mm. Season your chicken, of course.
Mm.
A little bit of paprika, even a bit of jerk seasoning on it.
Oh!
Bang it on, and have it with pasta. And it's just a delight. I've impressed many a lady with that. Oh, yes. What's on the menu tonight? Spanish chicken. Mind if I put a tune on? Oh, where are my manners? Absolutely. Good stuff.
Someone's getting late tonight.
At work. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Liven up our stockroom and tell us the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you guys.
What, in the stockroom?
Love from Jada. the most embarrassing
thing that's ever happened. Mine is probably wetting myself in secondary school just before I was about to ask out a girl.
Woo!
Yeah.
In front of her.
Yeah, she didn't know it.
She's got every right to say you're just a friend. Control your bladder movement, sir.
She didn't know.
She didn't know.
It was in the lunch queue. We was in the lunch queue, and the queue is like massive at lunch. Because as soon as the dinner bell went, everyone would race there. Otherwise, you'd be waiting half your lunchtime if you didn't get there early. So I managed to get there, and I was next to this girl, and I'd fancied her like. The entire time I'd seen her in school, I hadn't shared any class with her, and we just started talking, and it was like, oh great, oh, I'm actually finally talking to her. And then I really need to go to the toilet, and I was like, I don't want to leave the queue, but I want to stay and talk to her. So I was still trying to talk to her, and then eventually, just before I was about to ask her, And then I just ran away
into
the boys' toilets.
Well, she probably did actually think, what is that weird smell of urine in the air?
smells like Trump round here. Oh,
there's that I know testing out his speed again that he's famous for in school.
Look at him run.
Running to the toilet. Oh, dear. Why has he left a wet trail behind him?
And then I came out in my PE shorts. That was all I had. And I had grey legs, so I didn't even cream my legs that day.
Oh, no.
I know, it was nasty. Yeah. Hey, I cream now. I cream every day, I make sure.
And you've stopped wetting yourself as well, yeah. So you're on.
Just a bit.
On your way up at times. I don't know what my most embarrassing would be. I did crap myself once, but I never got found out, yeah. Like, I was in Venezuela, had some terrible food, and...
Related.
Oh, it was. And I had to get on on the biggest cable car in the world.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to someone. And I was literally like, I can't believe the way... Oh. And I just went quiet. I was like, I'm going to go. And did an INL run to the toilet. Well, it weren't a run. It was a shuffle. That was embarrassing. I think a couple of people did actually know what had happened as well. Probably guessed. It's not my proudest moment.
Okay.
Not my proudest. I was ill, mate. I was ill.
Did you clear it up?
I'm not talking about that kind of stuff on there. There's no point. It's embarrassing, though. Paint. If you were going to name a shade of paint after yourselves and each other, what would it be called? Norm in Greatly.
Ooh. Chocolate nightshade.
Who's that for?
Me.
Oh, right.
Who's that for? It's only me and you, isn't it?
Yeah, it says yourselves and each other, so we've got to give one for each other.
Right.
As well. I don't know if you're calling me chocolate nightshade, mate. I don't know. I don't know whether to take it in a nice way or a bad way. I think I'd go with, chocolate nightshade's been taken, hasn't it? I think I'll go for, Cocoa Lover.
Cocoa Lover?
Yeah.
On the Dulux, is it like a Dulux thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I could see myself painting a wall like that.
Yeah, nice.
I could see it. There are crazier names out there.
And for you, Friendly Bronze. So there you go. Yeah,
I'm sticking to that friend theme.
Yeah, that was the whole point. So there you go.
Why's your finger hovering over that button?
It was ready to. Didn't need it. Have you got one for me, or shall we next one?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Next. Got away with that.
I know you saved for a visit.
Hi. We've got a load of emails here. Hi. Hello, Johnny and Idel.
Hi.
You guys do play the great tunes.
Thank you.
Really pleased to hear that.
This is his favourite email of the week.
Yeah. Currently painting my kitchen and cracking up to you. Oh, that's nice. Have paint all over myself. Okay, it's taking a turn for a different turn here, isn't it, Kelly? Hey? That's Kelly in the kitchen, painting all over herself.
Oh.
That's usually the room I prepare food in, but obviously Kelly's got a different set of rules. Good stuff.
I wonder what colour she is.
I know. it's good stuff to be. It's probably like, you know, when you're in school where you do like the hand painting stuff.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
She's doing that.
Do you know what? I do miss that. Like getting mucky and being allowed to get mucky like that in that way. I haven't done anything like that as an adult.
Absolutely. You could do anything when you're a kid. You know what I mean? Just absolutely go for it, and it just didn't matter.
What, you mean I've got to put my hands in there and not use a paintbrush?
Yeah. Absolutely. And then go at the end, have a shower. Wouldn't have thought so. I'm
fine. Go outside and play.
Have a joke. I don't get body odour.
Hey, pass us one of those sweets.
Once a month. I shower with a dog. It's that simple. When he goes in, I go in. Bee woot. I love bet woot. I don't know what the other nutter is on about. It's also an aphrodisiac. Woo.
Is it?
I just pour it over myself and birds come flocking. Love the show, lads. Pete from Kent.
Nice one, Pete.
Good stuff, Pete.
Again.
Hey. Yeah, we like Pete.
Yeah. I was trying to remember. It's that show, Doug Funny. Do you remember Doug on Nickelodeon? He was obsessed with Pete. Beetroot for some reason. I can't remember where. No.
And patty mayonnaise as well.
Yeah, and skeeter.
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 Yeah, absolutely. Anyway. No, I like that though. And I can just imagine a man called Pete in Kent with beetroot all over him going, I'm here again.
It's all purple.
Exactly.
Looking like Barney the dinosaur.
I'm here again. Come round when you're ready.
I love you. You love me.
The door's open.
Put some crabs on, Pete.
Oh, he's beetrooting again.
Yeah. The neighbours are
left. They're calling him Pete Root. Pete Root from Kent. Nice. Okay. We're going to have to just do the emails.
Play
another song and then we'll get back to the thing. Don't worry, our show's organic.
That's
we have structure and we throw out the window.
It evolves.
May the Force be with you.
Oh, May the Force.
Hi, boys. Mm. What did you think of the new Star Wars trailer? Looks epic. Greg on the forest moon of Endor. Well, we're going to be talking about that in a second, Greg.
We might
have to save it for that, actually. But thanks for getting in touch. Fetish time. Here we go. Every time.
Start it off.
I'd like a pelican to fly on my chest. Is that a fetish? Babs in a place. This is the one who's obscure. This is the little...
Is it the same person?
It's someone out there, yeah, just saying, you know... I don't know what they do. They get on the mushrooms before they listen to our show and start... Right, and then
they release the birdcage.
Exactly.
Land my bridges. Land on my chest.
I'm pretty sure this person thinks they have pelicans on them right now, as well as they call it, as they're writing emails.
Why would
in.
That be a turn on? Pelicans' beaks are massive, man. Or is that why?
Ours is not to judge, I know. Ours is just to read out the emails. Dinner plans. Is it okay to eat Tic Tacs for dinner? Bubbly and jubbly.
Ooh.
No. No, yeah.
No, that's well lazy. Either you're real, you ain't got no monies or nothing's in the fridge. Or there's no reason why you should be having that for dinner.
No, it's you know, you're going to get malnourished.
Yeah.
The worst I saw is when I was at uni, I lived with a guy who'd got himself into a bit of a pickle. And basically spent all his money and didn't want to tell his mum and dad how bad the situation he was in.
Mm.
And at one point, he was just eating plain rice for like... You know,
brown rice as well, yeah.
No, it was white rice. Oh. I think he still had a little bit of luxury. and he'd go
some
around.
Things you just don't compensate.
He'd be asking people for ketchup. Do you mind if I have some ketchup? No. Don't think your taste buds would be able to take it out.
No,
so,
yeah.
But he's literally having white rice for like 2 weeks.
Oh,
so.
Gosh, was he that guy in like KFC? Just like, can I get some ketchup? No more. More.
Like, I don't think he had the energy to get down to KFC. He's on a diet of strictly rice. It's on a Tom Hanks Castaway diet. So, no, I don't think so. No, just one food substance is not sound. So, Tic Tacs, no.
Yeah.
Painting the kitchen. Oh.
Still.
Hey again. Painting the kitchen sounds like a dirty euphemism.
Oh, here we go.
Especially because I'm painting it morning glory. Oh. No joke. I don't know whether that says, no, I'm joking, kind of no joke, or... No joke, I'm actually in the morning glory. And that's Kelly in the kitchen again.
Well, let's hope that Kelly's not doing the ceiling as well, then.
The floor?
What?
It'd probably be worse, but there you go.
You want to go there?
Yeah. You've got a really dirty mind. last one. We've got a last one, and then we're getting this song on. Tongues. Are tongues the most unattractive part of the body? Ben in Birmingham.
I don't know. It depends how big your tongue is, I guess. And whether you clean it. You know those people that don't clean the tongue and you can see it's like, ooh.
There's loads of parts of the body that are just absolutely minging, to be quite honest.
I'm still not a fan of feet. I mean, cute feet are cool, but I don't know. Something about feet I just don't like.
Yeah. Hairy backs are not great neither. Mm. I mean, bearing in mind that... like, one of my mates who I live with, he runs around the house. Like, these are the inner workings of the house I live with.
Yeah.
He gets hair on his back, and he tries to get his mates to shave his hair off. And I can't handle it. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not shaving your back for you. He's like, oh, go on, what's your problem? And so I'm not shaving your back. That's just not happening. And there are willing members of the house, and he has to wait for them. They're like, come here. It's like, I get a little bit... I don't even like rubbing... like suntan lotion into backs too much. Like, backs ain't nice. They're usually manky stuff because you don't take care of it because you can't see it after time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Your back is an issue. I'd probably rather look at someone's tongue, but that's just me.
Well, I've been told I've got a strong back, so...
Oh, I've been told I've got a strong tongue. What's the song you're going to play, I know?
I'm going to sing on a bit of Nick Brewer, I think. Talk to me.
Okay, talk to me. Nick Brewer, here it comes.
I hit you up, you don't want to rap back. And maybe you don't see me like that. And that's cool, really, I don't want to fight that. You know me, babe, I've never been a type that. No one ever been a type that. Hey. No one ever been a type that lies to myself. And I get like it to you. So I don't want to force nothing. See, that I'm what I'm trying to do. All I'm trying from you is that you stand there. I ain't saying on the line, but yeah. I'll make it down clear. I'll be working my magic, the notions I'm here. I see you playing with your hands there. Maybe you should talk to me.
I've been smoking too many cigarettes for you. For you. And I know you wanna win, but if you bet into 100, I know that you'll lose. You'll lose. I just have a girl that like you.
You apologize and say you were very social. Now I know that's a past and I'm feeling hopeful. Together we could be better than this beat that I vocal. If only you let me show you. Now I know that it's cheesy, yes, don't need a genie, yes, to work out whether you really get feeling this. If it's an unfamiliar feeling, believe me, it's cool, cause I don't wanna do nothing to see you, yes, because it's something to me, never nothing to me. And honestly, I don't really know if you're gonna agree, but anything I'm trying to tell you, but I'm wanting to see whether you're gonna be coming with me. But you just gotta talk to
and
me.
And I've been smoking too many cigarettes for you. For you. And I know you wanna win, but if you bet into 100, I know that you'll lose. You'll lose. I just have a girl that like you.
You ain't got a pause, I'm a nice guy. So why you debating it, huh? Tell me why you debating it. Come and take a walk on the right side. You ain't got a pause, I'm a nice guy. So why you debating it, huh?
I just have a girl that like you.
Good stuff.
Yes, it's Johnny and Arnell live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
That is right. That is right. Live and loud.
It's us. It's us.
That was quite good. Obviously, a little rehash of the
That song that whole melody's been rehashed so many times.
What's that? What's the original?
I don't even know. I know there's like three different hip hop.
Gypsy Woman. That's it. Gypsy Woman.
Gypsy
yeah.
Woman.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
Okay.
Spending our money.
I've done a version with that kind of melody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they all have, haven't they?
Everybody's jumped on board.
I know, we have got to move on to our What's Trending section.
What's been quieting?
Absolutely. Now, there's been a few things going on this week.
There has been.
But we may, as we will start with the story, which is basically the Christian group, 1 Million Mums, has called on its members to help get the Muppets, because the Muppets have got a new TV show.
Yep.
They want it taken off of TV for being too adult. Mm-hmm. The group have said that the new show has ruined the Muppets, in fact, and the Muppets will now cover a range of topics from sex, drugs, and Miss Piggy has actually indeed come out as a pro-choice feminist, which they have an issue with, and they don't like the issue it's dealing with interspecies relationships and promiscuity.
I love the fact they're called 1 million mums.
Oh, I know. 1 million mums, and it's spelt mums.
Oh, yeah, mums, sorry.
Because it's American.
1 million mums.
He mom. So basically, that's what
I can understand changing the kind of perception of the characters and stuff, but at the same time, the kids that are watching it now never saw it when we were kids. It's like
absolutely.
Unless you're playing the Muppets Christmas Carol now, 20 years after it came out, and then you're saying, "Oh, that character's changed." Then
absolutely, and even then, like after stuff goes completely over kids' heads. You know what I mean? Of course it does. You know, one of the quotes from there was going, How many parents want to explain the punchline of a sexually charged joke to their kids? And they reminisced that, again, it didn't used to be about kind of interspecies relationships. I mean, genuinely, I'd love to be in the room where one of the kids goes, "Hey, Mom, why do the pigs and the frogs go out?" It's like, "Don't worry, Billy, get back to reading your Bible, okay? I'm going to pray that Jesus kills them off.
Come on, get back to Matthew 2:4.
Exactly, where it clearly says frogs and pigs should be living apart and not get involved in relationships, okay?
It sounded like Bill Clinton doing the Monica Lewinsky thing.
That frog has not had sexual relations with that pig. Piggy's out with her dress.
I find it ludicrous, man. Personally, it's like The Simpsons. It's like explaining half of the jokes that go over most people, like the kids' heads in The Simpsons. It's impossible. It's like the same with Family Guy. And so like, I see it in the same vein as that in terms of how the Simpsons have kind of grown up with the audience, and Family Guy has, so has the Muppets. And I personally, I don't have a problem with it.
No. And the thing is, as well, look, we know this more than many. The thing, no matter what, puppets get away with a lot more than like if it was a regular person does. There's no question. Like when we, you know, have done kids' TV and stuff like that, we work with a puppet, and I can't believe the stuff this puppet's come. Like Hacker, I can't believe the stuff he's coming out with and getting away with. If I was to say that, there'd be a meeting after the show. I know there would.
There'd be a couple of people writing into Points of View.
Exactly, but because it's a bloke with his hand up a dog's behind, like puppet style, he can say what he wants. He's like, "Oh look, he's saying silly stuff."
Who used to do that catchphrase?
"It's just a puppet."
Yeah, Brian Connolly. That's exactly. And you can do what you want. That's what we need. We need a couple of puppets.
Do you
like really crude ones. Just like...
We did.
Like we just get socks on the end of our hands, though, and just say loads of outrageous things and go, "Oh, it's just the sockets."
I'd love to have like a one that looks like me in the same vein as like Muppets / Avenue Q kind of thing.
I would as well, actually. I'd love a little puppet.
I reckon we should get some made, you know.
Yeah. I haven't got the money for that, I'll be honest with you, mate.
It's just a dream.
Yeah, I'm just...
Just a dream.
Yeah, trying to pay the rent at the moment, if I'm honest.
And
puppets have to come after.
And shave some backs as well.
Well... Haven't got that desperate yet, but
you have to start charging. You know, have to start charging. I'll do it this time, but that means I ain't paying 1 week's rent.
Absolutely. Oh, no question. I'd be billing. Definitely billing people.
Who's that area that they need it done on a regular basis like that?
Oh, it's a housemate. Housemate. Honestly.
Gosh.
Yeah. They're like in wing shape as well. Oh. Like, I think if you left them growing, they would actually become full-on wings.
Like the big feathers, you know, the feathers that drop off the birds, like, wow!
Exactly. Got Icarus over here. You've flown too close to the sun. I don't know. I think people are so uptight with certain things like this. They're puppets and they're talking about stuff. Get on with your life. Honestly.
1 million moms.
1 million moms. Just concentrate on being a good mom. So, the next thing that has been trending, I know.
Oh, yes, it was Back to the Future Day yesterday, Wednesday the 21st of October. And it's the day and the year that Marty McFly goes to in Back to the Future 2. And he kind of looks around and he can see how things are different. They've got hoverboards and stuff. They've got like the big 3D Jaws sign that tries to attack him, advertising Jaws 19, the movie. You got the awesome Nike boots as well.
Yeah, data sales
up. Lace ups. And that's the thing. Nike kind of gave
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox a pair just yesterday.
They just did it. Yeah, I watched that.
And it does himself up as well.
That was quite weird, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. But they still look rubbish, though.
Yeah. And to be fair, they're not selling them in stores. You ain't getting them in JD. Like, man.
Could you imagine people rocking up in JD?
Well, I do like the fact of, you know the people, obviously the muggers out there who take people's trainers. Mm. And they literally like, your brother, like your trainers, take them off. And then you have to literally just start going, taking trainers off, and it doosh, 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 like airlocks on a spaceship.
I tell you what, I would have loved a pair of those if I was a kid, though. Because when I was a kid, I was terrible about doing laces up. I was that kid that was always had his laces undone.
Mm.
If I had one of those, just...
Yeah.
Done.
I'm not back great at doing game. Them now, to be honest.
No?
I'm terrible on a football field as well. There's always like a 5-minute stoppage where I'm doing up...
Doing up, restarts the game for you.
Doing up my Nikes, yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, it's wit. So basically, obviously, there was like you said, loads of stuff going on. There was also that microwave where you put a little mini pizza in, hydrates, and it comes out and falls. Flying cars.
I would love one of those, man.
Flying cars.
I would rather the pizzas
than flying cars.
Yeah.
Your priorities are upside down, mate. Oh, pizza, we have pizzas. Like, we've got nowhere near flying cars yet. You know, all it is you wait 20 minutes more in the oven. You can still have the pizza, but you'd rather...
It's the same size.
You'd just rather get that pizza a little bit quicker than a flying car.
And a little bit bigger.
Now you know Arnell's priorities, look up, ladies and gentlemen. But
it's just because I can't afford a flying car.
It's obvious,
I
right?
I can't afford a normal car.
Naturally, when you look at something like this, this is what... I guess, obviously it was a movie, but this is what almost our visions of the future might look like. Mm. And then when you actually think that we're now in the future,
yeah.
And this is what we've got Segways instead of the hoverboards.
Yep.
We've got wheelie trainers for the kids to wear instead of self-doing.
Yep.
Mini pizzas, you got your Chicago towns, and hybrid cars, they don't fly. you know, they've got a bit of electric in every now and then.
Mm.
So it does feel like it's a little bit underwhelming, the future we're living in, doesn't it?
It does. But do you know what? I always think that when I saw it in movies, when they used to project far in the future, I always got scared in Terminator 2 on Judgment Day.
Mm.
And I was like, I was getting freaked out. I was like, it's only a couple more years. Yeah. So a couple more years and then robots.
And Arnie's kicking the door in.
He's coming.
Might as well live my life now.
And that's why I failed my exams.
Yeah. But I mean, imagine if you got to show yourself, like, the stuff that's going on now in the future, the stuff you have now, the stuff in the past, and yourself in the past, and see what they would have thought. Like, I think they would have been impressed and underwhelmed. Like, if I showed myself a smartphone, I'd be like, look at that. And I'd be like, whoa, that's absolutely amazing.
Mm.
Like, what can you do with that? Can you make things fly? And it's like, no, but if I press this, I can play a game called Candy Crush. And if I connect three sweets together, they disappear, I get points. Oh, right. That's good.
Sounds like a good game.
Yeah. Wow. Hey. Future seems good,
Are you
it?
Playing with that with someone across the world?
No, just me. Just keeping a rolling tally, really.
Oh, okay. Hey, say, you couldn't send us a life, could you?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, and this is an iPod as well. Yeah, you can play any songs in the world. Oh, that's amazing. I bet you've got some really, really cool songs. Let me hear a current song that's, you know, really big. Open Gangnam Style. Do you know what? I'm going to stick to my my times in the 1980s.
It's got a dance with it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Come back.
But I think if Marty had seen our future, he probably would say, "Do you know, I'm going to stick here. I'm going to stick around."
There's certain things that I'd love to go back to. Do you remember the days where you had to kind of, if you liked a girl, you had to ring her house phone, and then you had to pray that her mum and dad or brothers wouldn't pick it up.
I used to ring
and then there's always be the upstairs landline. It's like, get off the phone.
Yeah.
Stop listening!
And someone could pick it up downstairs and listen. Yeah, yeah. We got a cordless phone. It was revolutionary in our house.
Oh, I remember the day. And they were like, yes, you have to charge the battery for 16 hours before first initial use.
I bought a cordless phone as a family present for my family on Christmas.
There you go.
Literally.
Family man.
It's a family present. And I wanted it as much as anyone.
You all can use it. Same number.
Sent me back 40 quid. It's going to revolutionise our lives, yeah.
If you want to make calls in the garden, you can.
Oh, you can. Thank me later. What's this? A selection box, yeah. Gone here today, gone tomorrow. That for that cordless phone, change our lives. Absolutely.
Used it for 2 months.
But no, do you think that we're kind of like, you know, a disappointment for what we could have been in the future? We're kind of like... You know how a parent thinks about their children and thinks, oh, they could be anything, and then in the end they just end up disappointing. You know what I mean? We're like the Nick Cotton from EastEnders of futures. Dot's done with her tears. She can't cry anymore.
Sometimes I think that. But then sometimes, I mean, if you look at, like, for example, Back to the Future 2, and then you see their vision of the future, some things of their vision aren't so great. I mean, like the way that... that, like, screens look and stuff. Like, there was, like, the house that they have, and they have, like, scenery played from the window. It's just like a projector screen. Whereas nowadays you see, like, curved TVs, and like the quality of the TVs are so mesmerizing that you feel as if you're almost there. And you've got, like, 3D-less TVs and stuff where it looks 3D without having to put the glasses on. That sort of stuff is
impressive.
And we couldn't imagine it back then, even when making films like that.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. We're not a complete disappointment, but we're...
You're doing all right, Joe. Yeah. You're doing all right.
We're not quite where we could have been. Other story I know which has been trending. Eels, and I'm sure a lot of people have actually seen this, but... so a video emerged this week, and some, you know, pictures have emerged of what appears to be a floating city in Jiangxi in China. So basically, if you haven't seen this, guys, get online, check it out. There, it literally does look like there's a city floating in the clouds. So people said, oh, it might be a hoax, and there's been over 1,000 reports of sightings of this in, like, 2 different cities even. So it's not even like it's just, you know, someone's shone a hologram in, because it's actually almost there. So scientists have been trying to work out what they think this is as well, and they think it might be, There's been loads of theories. Some people have been out loud, like the conspiracy theorists are going, we've tapped into another dimension, NASA are doing tests, loads of things. The scientists are saying it's a kind of a mirage almost, an upside down mirage, basically.
I don't know, man. It looks too vivid to be an upside down, like, to look like a mirage to me. It reminds me of, you know, those, I used to watch those, like, Japanese animes and stuff, and you'd always get those, like castles in the sky and stuff like that, and...
Dragon Ball Z style.
Yeah, and it's like, rah, finally, we got...
Yeah, I mean, the science that they kind of said is that if you get some cold pressure at the bottom and hot pressure in terms of height, hot pressure on top of it, it can... distort light rays and make it seem like things are floating above, but it just doesn't seem like this. It looks like it's in the air. Now, this is the latest in a long line of things that have been happening lately, you know. So a couple of weeks ago we found out there's water on Mars, and then I think within the last week there's apparently been something that's spotted, which is basically an orbit around a star, like, you know, a million light years away, which doesn't make sense that it's there, and could only really be, well, one of the only explanations is that it's been made by, you know, by a race of people or whatever. Like a Death Star knocking about. So there's, like, a Death Star knocking
Don't
about.
Don't worry, they're a couple million miles away.
Exactly. They're not on their doorstep yet, but water on Mars, Death Star's out there, and now we've got cities floating in the sky. When are we going to start working out the most realistic explanation for all of this is that we are now venturing through the script of Independence Day. It's real. It's happening. It's happening.
Where's Will Smith?
Well, and all I'm saying is I want to fly a jet. If it goes down, I'm flying a jet. That's it.
Well, I reckon you'd be able to. I mean, because they've got any old geezer to run.
I know. Randy Quaid was in there. I don't care.
And they let him in. flying.
I'm up
flying to... side by side with the president.
I know. I don't think you realise like, how hard it is to operate this FUBAR radio desk. Very difficult. I'm bound to be able to handle a joke. People are going to be seeing me, and I'm just going to be. Hi there, ladies. Yeah, just got to go and fight some aliens. Yeah, no, I'll be back later. Maybe. It might be the end of me, but someone's got to do it. Funny. So, yeah. Just going out in style, aren't you? I want to be. And to be fair, if the aliens do show up as well, they're not going to be like ET little friendly ones, are they? They're probably going to be the stuff that's going to take us out big time. It's probably why David Cameron's hanging on to his nuclear bombs, because he knows what's going on. He knows what's coming. He knows what's coming. But yeah, so that's it.
It is.
Oh, do you know?
I'm sorry, I'm just picturing you just like walking up to your to your fighter jet. Oh, wait, hold on, I've got to do my laces.
Which one's,
do my laces.
Which one's mine? Which one's mine?
Where you parked it, John?
Where's the keys? Where's the keys? Listen, they're here already. There's a city in the sky. Where's the keys? Do you want me to sort this out or not? Start the track again. You told me this was my one. Why am I getting thrown out? Does it matter? We're not coming back anyway.
Who's taking my booster cushion out of my jet?
Who's taking my booster cushion out of my jet?
What happens if I press the red button?
Doesn't do that at FUBAR.
Oh, it's easy. So basically, if they do show up, though, I'm going to try and, you know, be diplomatic, try and actually move into that Sky City because it looks like a good place to live. So, see if there's space for me. There's also today been a similar sighting in England, in Hastings, above Hastings.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a knockoff little version. Like, it's a cloud, basically. It's a cloud above Hastings. They're like, there's a city in the sky. No, it's a cloud. There you go.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Pretty sure that'll be a cloud with a bit of sun coming through. There you go. Last thing that's been trending, I know. We did talk about it a little earlier.
Yes, we had an email about Star Wars. And Star Wars, the big trailer, the final trailer has been released this week. And it's setting people into a frenzy. A lot of people are getting excited about it. But some people are having a bit of a backlash. Racists have attempted to kind of boycott the new Star Wars film because... the new lead is played by John Boyega, who happens to be black, and so they started up the hashtag boycott Star Wars 7.
Yeah,
and it was trending all across the world, and so all these horrible kind of things about all these horrible kind of racist remarks about the lead actor and nasty pictures and stuff like that, but what did humble me and make me quite happy was the fact that a lot of people kind of took the hashtag back in a sort of hashtag battle, and they kind of trumped the racists by kind of like targeting them back with their own stupidity and stuff like that. And you know what? I was like blessed for almost a second. I was like, it's like usually when like kind of like injustices like this kind of happen, even this is just a frivolous one, but it's usually like, oh my gosh, this is ongoing, it's never gonna happen, people can't see it the way it is, and then this one, because suddenly just kind of flipped on its head in the space of like a couple of hours, and they kind of threw it right back in their face.
Yeah, the internet can kind of take charge on these things.
No, it's amazing sometimes the internet and how it can kind of work in that kind of way.
It's scandalous, this, anyway. You know, so basically, like, the argument that, because, I mean, the other lead is a white female as well, which, shock horror, in a blockbuster, there's a black guy and a white female who's leading it, you know what I mean?
Boycott!
Exactly. Because we haven't got enough movies with white male leads out there. You know, what are the world to do, you know what I mean? So there were a bunch of people putting that hashtag boycott Star Wars 7 and hashtag white genocide, because they were suggesting that this was an effort to remove white people from popular culture being made. Mm-hmm. And this movement gained, it did, as Inel said, it was quite sad, it gained a lot of support, and it, not just from white people, but also Ewoks and Wookiees and Yoda, who are all disappointed by their smaller part in the trailer. I mean, pick a film to do it. Literally, an intergalactic one. It's just mental.
The most kind of diverse kind of cast that you'll ever find in a galaxy set where there's different races of aliens and species and robots and whatnot.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, no!
They're literally, this attitude of, they come over here, they take our jobs, take our women, and now they're taking our fictional intergalactic films.
When will it end?
We give them this, they'll take it all. But it's ridiculous, the idea that they can't get empathised because the lead's black or whatever. Mm. Like, this is what, as a black guy watching films, I have to do it for ages. I've had to watch films and empathise. You can still do it. It just shows you how messed up, like, you know, the world is on this level. And you know what I mean? Same thing with the James Bond thing. Exactly the same. It's exactly like, same get thing. A grip on yourselves. Honestly. I mean, some of it, to be honest, the people who think like that are just idiots anyway.
It's silly. I mean, they kind of forget a lot of the things, and they look like, a lot of people went on to kind of remind them, like, there's a lot of prominent kind of black leads in the Star Wars film.
Mace Windu.
George Lucas's wife is black. Yeah. Their logic is kind of just like, it's the craziest logic I can kind of think of, and I can't quite see why people still think like that in this day and age. It's weird.
Well, yeah, but this is the problem with, like, the media, and it's why it's so important as well that stuff like this happens, because they see it as being such an anomaly that there could actually be a film, that a massive franchise that they want to watch that's based around a black lead, because then they might have to actually kind of empathise for, you know... It's,
I'm going to have to like it.
Exactly. I'm going to have to support him.
I'm going to have to buy the action figure.
Exactly. I usually laugh when the black lead dies, you know, Mace Windu dying, that was great. Do you know what? That is what's trending on L. And it's time that we get another song on. And then, by the way, we had loads of emails. We are getting to you. I'm going to play this song and then we'll come back to it. This song is one of my picks. It's by The Foles, who are my favourite band, actually. It's off their new album. Yeah, I love this. It's called Birch Tree. So, here we go.
See how time
Was the Falls Birch Tree. Nice track. I like
absolutely. I like that quite a lot.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
That's right. It's Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio. Live and loud all the way to 6 p.m.
We are live and loud, people. So well done for tuning in. Well First done. Part of the problem has been solved. Good stuff. Inel, we've had so many emails.
Oh, my God.
Taste the rainbow. What's your favourite Skittle? I separate them into groups of five, so I get one of each flavour and put them in my mouth and fully taste a rainbow. Tom, riding a unicorn over a rainbow. P.S. I love rainbows. Okay.
Tom's obsessed with rainbows.
Yeah.
I used to do a similar thing as a kid, like, because we used to share the Skittles, like, my mum would buy a pack, and then we'd, like, one red for you, one red for you, one red for you, one green, one green, one green, one green, and we used to do it like that. So everyone had equal amount of the rainbow.
I swear they don't taste massively different. It's like Smart-
I can't taste the difference personally. It's just the colours.
You know, like Smarties. They none of them taste different apart from the orange
it's
one.
It's just sugar.
But all, it doesn't matter what colour they are. The only ones that are different are orange ones. So I'd pick them out and just eat them as an orange chocolate extravaganza. And then the rest of them, it don't matter.
Is that what you tell you, sir?
Yeah, it's just a joke. The rest of them and Skittles are similar. I don't think they do enough. I mainly like apple flavoured of those kinds of chips, like Frutella and things like that. I love apple.
Do you remember Jolly Ranchers?
Not a big fan.
You didn't like them?
They were okay, okay.
Is it because you couldn't tell what one you were going to have until you opened it up?
And they've got watermelon in there as well. Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, but that's like having a Turkish delight out of your Equality Street. What a waste of time.
It's
the time.
It's too soft, the texture.
No, just trying to keep me on my toes, because that's not a treat. That is a misery that you've put in there amongst treats. I should be able to relax as I'm eating a box of chocolates, knowing that everything
should be... I shouldn't be this anxious.
Exactly. I'm on edge. Afternoon.
Afternoon.
I'm jolly glad we're continuing the very civilised and proper discussion of fetishes. There we go. For me, I like someone to yawn on my nose. It's a delightful sensation. Tegs in Durham. In Durham.
Yawn on the nose?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I shouldn't judge.
It's just some out there stuff. Mm. Out there stuff. I'm pretty sure whoever this is just going to keep going through the wildest things they could think of as being a fetish anyway.
They should start up their own website.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it has to come from somewhere anyway, yeah. Doesn't it? Who would you be? Johnny, would you ever consider being INL for the day and vice versa? Also, if you could be someone else... You're laughing already, I don't know. Also, if you could be someone else for a day, who would you be? I'd be 90s pop star Eagle Eye Cherry, Rob in Peckham. I've been called Eagle Eye Cherry before by Jeremy Kyle. Mug. thinks he's funny. yeah, exactly.
He does.
Beady little eyes.
Would you want to be me for the day?
I'll be you for the day, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wouldn't mess up my life, would you?
No, not at all, mate. It'll be good. It'll be good, to, you know. To be honest, I'm sick of, you know, bumping into girls and straight away there being some kind of chemistry that throws everything into it. You know, I'd like to be able to just sit there and know that it's going to be strictly friends.
Less pressure, yeah? You can relax.
Absolutely. camaraderie.
On the same page. It's great.
Absolutely.
I know what you want, you know what I want.
Purely platonic. Nice. Would you want to be me for a day?
Let's see. No, I would, actually. I would. I've always wanted my afro to be that big. I never had the patience to let it grow.
Yep.
Otherwise, I probably would. I'd probably play around with it because I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've touched your hair.
Right, okay. Good. So, well, you know we're working our way up to it, though. So, if you could be anyone, who would you be?
For the day? In the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't mind being Samuel Jackson for the day. That'd be fun. That would be pretty fun. The day in the life of Samuel L. I mean, walking around London.
He's a pretty cool dude, isn't he? Just full stop, you know. Probably want to. I'd have to be a footballer. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind being like Messi for a day or something like that. Match, as long as it's match day. Wouldn't want to just be knocking.
On an off day.
Yeah.
Just sitting about, yeah, really.
It's not, but I've picked the wrong day. I've picked a Thursday night. I just sat at home, really, in the mansion. It's quite boring. I mean, but I couldn't go out. I was getting mobbed. None of the good things. Apart from that, I'm just a quite short Argentinian lad. You know, it's not amazing. Not great hair. So, yeah. Want a match day. Want a match day, definitely.
That's the only day to be Messi. He hasn't got the looks, but he has got the wad.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Cocktail. I fancy having a woo-woo in the pub after work, but no one else fancies a bev. What should I do, Phoebe in Romford?
Do it, Phoebe. You don't need other people to have drinks with.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You can make new friends, girl.
And woo-woo is a great drink because it actually describes the sounds you're going to be making after you've had too many. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Woo-woo! Yeah! Get down there, get your woo-woos on.
Yeah.
Get your woo-woos on, girl. Mm. And if you... Basically, if you've got no friends that will come with you, see it as an opportunity to make new friends.
I like the way you're thinking.
And new regrets. And make a name for yourself locally. and make yourself known to the police.
Yeah, make sure it's not a cocktail bar near where you live. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wear a balaclava, Phoebe, actually, come to think about it. I can't guarantee. Back to the Future. Mm. Do you trust Huey Lewis, let's not forget, and the news, and believe in the power of love? Spenny in Walthamstow. Do you believe in the power of love?
That's the power of love.
In the rom-com fashion or in the kind of realistic kind of fashion?
I think this was done a little bit playfully, but there is a real sentiment underneath it.
That's what I was thinking.
Do you believe in the power of love?
I do actually. I think it doesn't matter what would happen, it'll always come back to if it's real love.
Yeah, that's nice. I think I tend to agree. You got to believe in stuff like that, ain't ya? It's just so easy to be cynical otherwise. It really is. And to be fair, I mean, there's obviously like love for friends and family, but you have a love. Like, yeah, I agree. There's just keeps you coming back for more, doesn't it? Keeps you coming back for more. Absolutely.
I mean, I wouldn't know being in the friend zone, but...
haven't seen it yet. Happy Back to the Future Day for yesterday, I guess. Oh, what invention would you like to see in 30 years from now? And that's Ollie. I don't think it's friend of the show, Ollie. I'm not sure. But good to hear from you anyway, Ollie. What invention
I'd like to be able to... invention where you think of a note and it plays. You think of an instrument and a note, like say a C, and it would play just by you thinking it, and you can make your own songs just by thinking of the melodies rather than playing it.
That's not far off happening already. Have you seen the thing with what's that guy called, DJ Fresh on YouTube? I think he done it with someone like Toyota or something like that, and they were dealing with people who had like severe like disabilities and stuff, and you know, motor skill deficiencies and stuff, and they were being able to control like music with their eyes and stuff like that, and like making whole slight banging tunes as well. Mm. So that was going on.
I'd love for that to like not for it accessible for everyone. I think that would be great. I mean, especially for those that are terrible at playing instruments or those who can't play instruments.
I would like to see, you know, more practical but probably more boring, a new power source developed, a way of powering ourselves. Instead of fossil fuels and stuff. I think it would do away with so many of the social issues in the world if we didn't have to be slaves to the old ways of powering ourselves.
There's a thing that Tesla kind of came up with, like a battery thing.
I saw that, but that's
quite interesting.
We need something like fusion or something. I don't know. In 30 years, maybe. They're doing it in small parts, so who knows.
Tesla Powerwall.
To be honest, I reckon we ain't going to be far off having a world war in 30 years anyway, so let's try keep it upbeat, Johnny. Keep it upbeat.
Hey.
You're losing them. Spook. What are your thoughts on spooks? Well, thanks, Pippa, you got me back.
Thanks, Pips.
What are your thoughts on spooks? Worth a go, Pippa? Definitely worth a go.
Yeah, I love a spook, me. I mean, it's when you don't have one or the other, boom, just have both.
Do you know what they're perfect for? Noodle soups. Yeah, when I went to Itsu, I used to have them all the time. Spooks are, like, so effective.
Mm. And stews. I love stews.
They're like the Swiss Army knife of the cutlery realm.
If anything, they should have silver stainless steel ones. Mm. Instead of the plastic ones.
Probably be a waste of materials. There you go. There you go.
They should have proper stainless steel spokes.
Just more metal being used for just having a fork and a spoon.
Just hold your food, right?
Give up.
Just eat properly.
Exactly. Don't make these weird things out of the shortage of steel we have.
You're not a dog.
Back to the Future. I remember seeing Back to the Future 2 in the cinema and thought, that is how the future would be. How disappointing. Yeah. Wayne emailing from 1955. And nice, Wayne. That was a sentiment we are pumping out. It's not all bad, though, Wayne. It's not all bad.
It's not all bad.
Yeah. Couple more. We're on to our problems, which is good, because that is the situation we're into, the stage we're into, which is our Lendon Ear section.
Lendon Ear, that's right, me and Johnny get sent in real problems from real people, and we give you the best advice you're guaranteed to hear anywhere. So save your money, don't bother going to them counsellors, come to us.
Yeah,
let
absolutely.
Us answer it for you.
So what's the first one, Arno?
Problem number one. I've been having some trust issues. Me and my girl used to know each other's passwords and use each other's laptops and phones all the time. It's cool with me as I trust her and nothing to hide. Recently, she left her Facebook logged in on my laptop. I went to use my computer. I saw a notification bubble for a message waiting. When I clicked it, it was one of her girlfriends messaging her. I didn't read it, but instead logged her out and texted her saying, "You left your Facebook logged in. I logged you out." Since she has accused me of stalking her private stuff, and we've had a row over it, which led to her changing her password. This has now brought up a bunch of trust issues that weren't there before. She doesn't trust me as she thinks I'm looking for her stuff, and I don't trust her as she's acting like she's hiding something. How should I approach this?
Very interesting.
It's very interesting, this one.
Well, we were just talking about this. When I used to live with my ex, I used to I just leave my Facebook on. Like, if she'd picked it up, she could have got into my Facebook at any point. Mm-hmm. I never really hid my phone or whatever, because if you're not guilty, then it doesn't really make too much difference. There were probably things, some WhatsApp groups you'd probably better not reading, but...
Is that my naked picture getting sent to somebody else?
Didn't quite go that far. I always deleted after that. It is a tricky one, to be fair, because it's a lot of people will say, if you've got nothing to hide, then what does it matter? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You should be able to. But then there's obviously people who are obviously like, well, no, I've got a separate life as well that I want to maintain.
Privacy things, Well, it's difficult. I admire the way you can kind of openly share your stuff like that. I've always had kind of not issues with trusting passwords, but I always kind of like to keep my stuff locked down just in case, I lose it. I've lost a laptop in the past and I've lost a phone in the past, and it's not nice thinking that someone could be looking through your stuff and looking through all your different private things. So I always keep my things locked down, even from myself. I don't even know what my passwords are. I have like little ones that make up lots of different characters, and I didn't copy and paste them in.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, because I just don't want to know them. I'd rather not just because. Because I used to just have one password and just keep using it on everything, and then it's that's defeats point. As soon as one person knows that one password, they can access everything.
That's how I roll. Just one. Can't be bothered. It's too hard to remember.
So, but going back to the point, I guess it has opened up trust issues because I guess it wasn't there before, and that is. This one was tough for me because this is a friend I know that told me this, and I didn't even know what to say when he was telling me, because I literally couldn't think of wow, I'd like the mind boggles.
Well, the thing is, if they genuinely haven't looked at it, then that message needs to be relayed. Obviously, yeah. He probably has told her, and she's still kicking off. But I think the thing is because he's
adamant that it was just a message. It wasn't like it was a guy messaging her. It was like one of her mates that he's recognised. He sees the face, realizes it's not his profile, lugs her out, sort of thing. But I guess on her side of things, it's like, well, how did you know I got a message, sort of thing. Her mind's thinking, well, maybe he's going through my things. But that must have sparked from something somewhere.
Yeah.
I think there must have been a source before that has caused her to kind of think in that way. Otherwise, there's no reason for her to kind of...
Absolutely. If there's nothing there, then what's it matter? Probably a couple of messages lower, there's some geezer getting back in touch or whatever. Mm. But
that's what I'm saying. Because of that, it set him off thinking, maybe she's got something to hide.
Yeah, well, it would be a bit peculiar that she started acting like this because used to know each other's passwords, and now obviously that's changed. But I don't know. I think, to be honest, the only other thing it could be as well is she might be saying, I'm having troubles with this guy, I'm not sure, you know, that kind of thing. She just, you know, she wants to confide in friends, which is fair enough. But I think from his point of view, just explain, I didn't read it, you know, get over it, or get gone, quite frankly, because, let's face it, you acting this weirdly is only going to make me start thinking there is something for you to hide, because we didn't used to be like this.
Yeah.
So you either get over it or not. I don't stalk your profiles, because I don't need to. Or do I need to? You tell me, you know. But apart from that, you know, and to be honest, it may be worth saying, look, if you genuinely have nothing to hide... This wasn't even an issue before, but show me what's on there, and then
open it up, like.
Yeah. What you got?
What you got in there?
What you got?
Let me see.
Whoa.
Okay. Hey. You got some hidden albums on here.
Who's Dennis?
He looks like a menace.
Yeah.
But that is a tough one, though. If you guys have those similar issues, let us know.
Yeah.
But privacy is always a tricksy one with partners, I guess. How open can you be with your loved one?
That's it. I reckon that's sound advice, though, mate. Mm. Call it out. Say, I didn't look, but you are starting to make me look a little bit... You're starting to make me get suspicious.
Suspicious, yeah.
See what she says. Right, big problem. Uh-oh. This one was emailed in. I found a grey pube today.
Oh, gosh!
What do? I'm only 25. Ah, that's Harry from Hatfield.
Harry, you're going to have to start shaving them off, player, and never let them come
get
back.
Get the tweezers out, mate. Mm-hmm. Just get rid of them, to that's be fair. Don't need that. Don't need tweezers.
That's going to take forever.
Is it? It's usually done in one go, isn't it?
Depends how many grey hairs you've
got. He's only got one. I mean, he woke up to a plaque forever.
What's happened?
Just woke up and they're all grey.
Everything's just died.
Just everything's withering away down there. Look at the Benjamin Buttons going on down there.
I'm only 25. There's so much still to do.
This shouldn't be right. It's not working anymore.
Could you imagine explaining that to your partner?
It's killed over. It's killed over. It's like a desert. It's like a cactus in a desert. Harry, mate, tweezers. Simple fix on that one.
Yeah.
Next problem. This is our A&E section as well. Could we take them on the hoof as well?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Johnny and Inel. I've been seeing his girl for a few weeks and it's going pretty great. Damn. Up until last week when we had a romantic walk on the South Bank.
Nice.
While we was walking, I said to my lady friend that this coming weekend was our one-month anniversary. It was a little bit of a joke, but I'm not sure she took it the right way because she is not talking to me now. What do I do, Charlie?
Oh, Charlie. Do you know what it is? I think more than anything, I don't think he scared her too much, but I think it was a case of a realisation thing to her. It's like, oh, I've been seeing this guy for a month. Do I want to continue seeing him, sort of thing?
Yeah.
And I guess sometimes that can put the frightness in people when you kind of put it out there like that, just saying, boom. It's like 1 month anniversary. It's like, oh, gosh, I've been seeing this girl.
Absolutely. You need to certainly back off now, Charlie, because it was a joke, but... Yeah. You've shocked her a little bit.
Mm.
You shocked me. But to be honest, it's not necessarily the worst thing because if you carry on going heavy pressure right now, you'll drive her away. She'll do a runner. But if you back off and just be normal, then she'll initially talk herself out of it, go, oh, it's too heavy. But after a while, she'll see the maybe positive sides of it as well, and probably be like, oh, well, I've missed him for a week or so. Make it clear that it was a joke and go, by the way, it wasn't too heavy, but just you got to stay in touch, but stay in touch in a on a basic level. Uh-huh. But then it's just a no pressure thing, then she'll come to you.
I agree. I think because you know what it is, because a month can seem like a long time these days because there's so many different ways to communicate with people, like social networks and stuff like that. I mean, probably WhatsApping and texting or Facebooking or tweeting or whatever. And so everything seems a bit more intense than it probably used to be like 10 years ago. So, yeah, I say back off like Johnny says a little bit. Let her make the first move and then see Wagwan.
If it doesn't work out, I mean, our advice is sound, but if it doesn't work out anyway,
it's only
don't ever say that again about the 1 month anniversary. It might be a funny joke, but when you're the only one laughing, most people, like, in general, there are a lot of nutcases out there. And if you are going, is it 1 month anniversary? After, like, that's the kind of stuff people, I would be like, what?
Yeah.
You what?
Yeah.
A month? I've seen you 3 times, geezer, back up.
Really? I picked up the bill for the last two.
Is that a time, is it? Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Ooh, I've got that meeting in the morning, don't I?
Oh, dear. What a month.
Knackered.
That should work though for you, mate. Problem? Hello. I've got an embarrassing problem, and quite frankly, I need your help.
Okay.
I was staying at my friend's house last weekend, and we were all quite drunk. I fell asleep at some point and don't have much memory of what happened that evening. The next day, I got up and left the house. When I got home, and I looked in my bag and discovered I had his boxer shorts with violet frogs on them and his Nutribullet. I don't remember putting them in my bag. I really like the bullet and the boxers and don't want to admit to taking them or give them back, if I'm honest. Have you ever made and eaten a smoothie in pants? He's so soothing and delicious. He keeps asking if I've seen them and I've said no. What shall I do? Debbie in Esher.
Oh, Debbie, you've already lied.
Yeah.
You've already lied. It's too late. You can't get it back now.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, now it's starting to look, you'll start to look like the hand that rocks the cradle.
Yeah, because especially if you admit it to him.
Yeah.
Where's the sledgehammer?
I know. She's going to come round one day and go, Debbie, what are these doing here? You said you didn't have them. And at that point, your only option is to go, I lied! Full on butcher's knife into the chest and go, it's my Nutribullet. And then as the life's dripping away from his body, just you start strutting around in his boxer shorts with violet frogs on.
Oh, gosh, all that for a fiver, don't
you? Yeah, exactly.
Nobody messes with Debbie and her scroots.
Yeah, Debbie, we've uncovered something a little bit unnerving about you. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
I say keep the Nutribullet, dash the shorts, and then say you bought your own.
Yeah. I love the fact that that's what you do when you get drunk as well. Like, I'll probably try and crack on with people, but yeah, you go, I'm having them boxers. And that Nutribullet, oh, God, it's got my name all over it.
Can't remember sleeping with him, but I've come back to some merchandise.
What a night. Decent.
Some people can't wake up with a hangover.
Exactly. Debbie's just added it into her boxers collection. Nice.
Yeah.
You could maybe say the Nutribullet, because that's less creepy. You could say, do you know what? I've actually just found your Nutribullet, and say, I thought I hadn't had it before, and give that back. But do not.
Ooh.
Them boxers, never. They're yours now. And don't ever let him see it. Ever.
Those boxes must problem.
Be really good, man. Yeah. All right, chaps, having a little issue. Uh-oh. I think I may have accidentally flirted with my boss, and I think she is flirting back with me. I'm not sure if she thinks I'm just being friendly when I said that she looked nice today. Mm. She is a bit of a cougar. I'm frightened she's going to pounce on me in the stationery cupboard, Kevin hiding under my desk.
Ooh. Ooh, Kevin, careful.
You've got a silver tongue, Kevin.
Hey!
Yeah.
Right, and whatever you do, Kevin, don't go to the stationery.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm getting the idea that this cougar is actually a real-life cougar. And they bounce. Sharp claws and everything. Love the idea of a real cougar being Kevin's boss in his desk.
I think office kind of flirtatious banter is cool, but I guess if you're afraid that she might take it to the next step, then you need to kind of back it off in some sort of way. Keep it strictly profesh.
It's you who's going to be losing your job, Kev. Mm. Eh? Because of your silver tongue. Got you in problems again, hasn't it?
Eh?
Eh? Yeah, Casanova.
You need to start sticking to the friend zone.
Yeah. Hynel's never been fired.
I tell you what, I've never been fired from any job I've had.
Absolutely. He's the person in our ear going, it's not worked out, you're going to have to let him go.
Exactly. I give our producer, Natalie, a compliment all the time. She never thinks I'm cracking on to
No, her. She knows. It's strictly friendship. Absolutely. Whereas I'm a winks. Hey, I'm a winks.
You don't even say that.
It depends, Kev. To be honest, this is not so much of a problem. It's, do you want to get involved? I mean, life's too short sometimes. Get involved, shake your life up a little bit. And then if you really can't be bothered with an asshole, just rein it in now, mate. You got to.
Rein
one in.
Yeah, rein it in, man.
Yeah, oh, we have one more email, yeah. What's this saying? Heat. Is the heat on? And if it isn't, shall I flick the switch? Fill in my conservatory. Flick the switch, turn the heat up. Get it on, Phil.
It's live and loud, Phil. You know what to do.
Absolutely. Time to get hot under the collar. I know, it's time for another song.
Okay.
This is one that you've picked, I believe. Sky Zoo.
Oh, Sky Zoo. Drew and Derwin. Ah, it's a very nice track. I'm a fan of Sky Zoo, a New York rapper.
Here it comes then. This is Sky Zoo with Drew. It's Drew and Derwin is the name of the song. Here it comes.
Yeah. Wonderful night, right? Wonderful night, right? It was a wonderful night. I mean, walk of shame out this cancer board. Pocket full, but you laying there, I can't afford. But I'll be good, baby, maybe this is hand and arm. And we was just getting our handle on. Wonderful night, shit I never seen. Shit that you never felt. Wanting to never leave, twisting whatever's dealt. Talking to let it be, listening when you melt. Still on my G, baby, let it tell. Tell you what you love and picturing me to mean it. Told me get that up, Sky, I want it and I need it. If you ain't have a prop, showing me the way you keep it. Like this'll go beyond where we are, fuck a reason. And I could love or leave it, but I ain't leaving none of this to part with. So I'll just play the part for the bargain. You put it where your heart is, baby, I ain't mean it. It's not that I ain't want to, it's just that I ain't see it.
We
just call it Drew and Derwin.
We're living a wonderful life.
Hooking your murder heels, memories double timing, look like you hurt for real. We never pictured last night, but coming today. We both wanted us, shit, we wanted the same. Carrying on like I'm with it all, laying underneath you and treating you like this is yours. Word to the mags and the bottles of cavitless by the dresser. I build walls after I compress them. I'm told that I turn cold, giving them hard dicking straight to the hole. Like Kimber Walker, it was taking its toll. And feeling awkward is the way I suppose that this supposedly goes. Cause on the low, I'm supposed to be home, and you'll probably meet a dude who's due up the final roll. And after like a month, dude will probably propose, and I'll applaud it. And all that is coming with, but I'm nowhere near that. I usually run from it. Just call it Drew and Derwin. I gave you mic, you gave me ad-libs, right? It wasn't right, but that was past tense. I guess that I wouldn't be mad if you was to move on and pretend I never happened. You giving me all, just pretend that never mattered. You gripping the walls and getting on your ladder. Let's call it time lost. Let's put that all in back us and leave that over there. Leave that over there. Leave that over there. Just leave that over there. You gripping the walls and getting on your ladder. Let's call it time lost. Let's put that all in back us. Just call it Drew and Derwin.
So we made it a wonderful life. I don't want to fall in love. I won't fall in love. Time for two, but tonight. We'll do it all again.
Like we always do at this time. We make a lot of songs better at the end, don't we?
We do. That's us. I love that song. Sky Zoo drew the world.
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
With a clip of Raheem Devon as well. Isn't
it? Raheem Devon shows up, as he always does. Raheem again.
I like his voice, man.
So, guys, we've now moved into our blast. That's a blast. From the past section. Okay? Blast from the past. This is the part where we take a buzzword and then we talk about the kind of stories and issues that that buzzword makes us think about, and then we'll play a song that's connected to it. This week's buzzword is Facebook, but we'll stretch it a little bit into social media because some of my things are not just Facebook related.
My life expands beyond the boundaries.
My life didn't start when I got a Facebook account, but guys. And I will actually start with something that's not Facebook related to pretty much show as much. Because before there was Facebook, those slightly older people out there will remember. Before Facebook was MySpace.
Oh!
Was MySpace, wasn't it, guys?
Oh, that was a good 2 years.
Yeah. those were the dice, yeah. that was absolutely a top winning time, was it? MySpace.
MySpace was everything. That was when, if you weren't on the internet, you had to be on the internet at that point.
I didn't know what it was at first. It was mental. But so basically, that was the first idea where you had your own page that people could come and visit, and you had a selection of friends. And I remember when I first logged on, I didn't even understand what social media really was at that point, you know. And as soon as I've logged on, I've got this mate, Tom, as a friend, and I'm just sitting here, and I'm going, I don't know who this geezer is. I've never even been to America. Who is he? Like, you know, I've heard you get weirdos online, because I'd already been on MSN Messenger.
Oh, yeah?
I'd already known that. You always got some geezer trying to add you, you know what I mean? trying to share some files with you. Not interested, mate.
Sharing files.
Absolutely.
Accept it.
Yeah. Having to get my little sister off the net. Coming off. Hey, we don't know who Derek 29 is. but MySpace, yeah, I got this Tom geezer, and he was turning around on his computer in the little picture. I'm like, who is he? And then I looked around on everyone's, and he seemed to be the most popular geezer out there. And it turns out he was a programmer or whatever. And I did find that kind of strange, but it was the introduction into the world of social media, where you could be counted by how many friends you had. The other thing about MySpace, which kind of was a bit better than what Facebook has ever really got to, was you could customise your page.
Yeah.
And you could make a background for the page, like you get a wallpaper, and you could get a song to start playing as soon as you logged onto that page. Like, you've got your own theme tune. And I absolutely loved that. I really did. I thought that was great. And now on Facebook, that doesn't happen anymore, which is a shame. You just get tagged and stuff in it. But onto Facebook, and I mean, it was kind of on MySpace, but more so on Facebook. Facebook became a jump. Everyone started to go on there from MySpace, like a smooth transition. But there was that point where only uni students were doing it. But then after that, it was like everyone was on there.
Yeah.
And what I quickly worked out is that Facebook was going to be a great tool to stay in touch with people that I really didn't want to stay in touch with anymore. People who I was quite happy to see resigned to the scrap heap of my life. People I went to school with who, quite frankly, it wasn't going to bother me not seeing them ever again. All of a sudden, hiya, you got a friend request. Yeah. Hey, Johnny. Do you remember me? Yes. Barely. But I don't want to speak to you anymore. It's fine.
I remembered your name because it was underneath your picture.
Exactly. You're the girl who used to pick her nose on the carpet in primary school. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. And you're poking me now. Fantastic. There we go. And it was just, this is the thing that's kind of changed the way that we socialise, the way that we retain friends, the way that we even get involved in dating and stuff, which it's obviously gone on to. And the other thing that Facebook has done is it's gave an opportunity to, and this was happening on MySpace a little bit as well, but it gives you an opportunity to tag people in incriminating photos. And I've been done by this a couple of times, to be fair. and at one point, particularly at uni, it was getting to the stage where we would consciously try to take really bad photos of each other and stick them on Facebook and tag them before they could get to them. Like, we were going around taking up the nostril shots, like, over and over again. Like, we'd get people in clubs when they weren't looking, tap them on the shoulder, bang, up their nose, wicked. They're like, nearly fighting each other trying to delete it. Nope, nope. Oh, it's on Facebook already.
Tag.
Getting likes before the days of likes, comments. Oh, take this down, Ollie. Take this down and stuff like that. It was great. But yeah, I think that was the point where you no longer had to worry just about your offline persona. Mm. It was about the online persona, and I think that's ultimately what Facebook has done. The tune that makes me think about is a song which was one of my original MySpace songs that used to come on when you logged onto my page. And I remember a little picture I had, which was my head superimposed on D'Angelo's body. Yeah, I was cool.
Brown Sugar, yeah?
Yeah, from the Untitled video, yeah. But this song used to start playing. This song's called I Know by De La Soul.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age, we're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your varmints before the sun. But clear your front, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one. Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earth. Treasures are regardless to the fact that I'm passing the noose, but because I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plunk 2, Plunk from the soul I bring you, the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex, sex is a mere molecule. In this world of lust that I have for you, it's true, true. I know I love you. It's time to let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. At the cut of a rim, take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop by Betty Boop, then make camel out of the suit and still plug ones within. Forward march to the save when transistors go play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause
I know I love you better.
Again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we can meet Mr. Stucky and Pops Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding be the wedding. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for visiting Johnny Cochran's MySpace page. Thank you.
If you'd like to leave a comment on his wall.
please do. Just underneath his friend Tom. I know, did you tell me we had some tweets?
I did. We got a couple of tweets here. We got one from Queen Bee. She says, I love the good MySpace flirt. They were the days.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice.
They were good days. We got one from Simon as well. I'm just turning into an angry old man. Help.
Good. Kind of out of context there, Simon. You just are. Yes. Good knowledge. Good to know.
Yeah, just pointing out the obvious.
There were a couple of problems that were emailed in earlier, I know, that didn't get to, so we're going to have to go through them quickly.
Okay.
Everyone needs help still, so we go.
There we go.
A problem. Would it be rude of me to ask a girl I really fancy if she'd like to share a funny feet lolly with me? I could also go for a screwball or feast, Laurel in Luton. So I don't think it's rude. It should never be rude.
All of those ice cream choices are good choices as well. So.
Absolutely. Go for the feast. Mm. That's always good. Get that little chocolate bit in the middle.
I would say go for the screwball that you can share the bubble gum.
Yeah. Well, you... What? Romantic. Having kisses and... It's meant to be romantic, but it's not Lady and Tramp, really. It's just, it's some manky... Someone's taken all the taste out of it. Now she's chewing a tyre. Go for the feast, Laurel. Go for the feast. And do it, definitely. Linda Dior. I've got a lot of frogs in my garden. I mean, a lot. Mm. The problem is I'm scared of them a bit. I feel like they are multiplying, and I am scared to go into my garden. I can hear the plethora of croaks coming from the garden all night long. I'm not really sure what they want. Okay. I've got pets now and a gerbil. Should I offer them up as a sacrifice?
Oh,
I threw a teddy bear out of the window at them, and I never saw it again. Leslie in Notting Hill.
How big are these frogs if they're taking away teddies?
Well, absolutely. To the Frog King. And this is what the Million Mums are against. Against interspecies relationships.
That's the name they warned us.
This is it. Those of you who know the business will know that's a callback. Done it, executed very well. Thank you. So
1 million Mums.
Yeah. We've kind of done something similar. It's either whether you want to get a predator of frogs and introduce that into it. I don't think a gerbil or a snail will face off.
Don't snakes eat them?
Yeah, they do. Get a couple of snakes, Leslie. she seems like she'll have no problems with snakes.
Oh, yeah.
And to be fair, the frogs will be croaking louder as they're getting eaten alive. it's a tough one. I don't know if they sell frog killer like they would snail killer.
This is the sort of thing, the problem you get in the Caribbean. I know going to Jamaica, you kind of get the crabs and frogs, you always get them. They're always outside houses and stuff, and there's crabs especially always digging up holes and little holes everywhere where they kind of go under the ground. So, and then they get flooded when it rains. They all come out. And then you just see crabs everywhere on the street.
It's like a horror movie.
It is.
It's very tough.
It's not pleasant. But I say get a professional in, man.
Where are they coming from?
Yeah, because you need to get to the source of the issue, because you can kill a couple, but then they're going to come back. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You've got to sort it out. There's probably some kind of pest control. Mm. Mouse traps will do some damage. But apart from that, you're going to just have to continue cowering away indoors, Leslie, listening to Johnny and Inel live and loud.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on Fubar Radio.
But Inel...
That made her feel better, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Solid advice, we say. One size fits all there, definitely. We are on our Blast from the Past section.
Yes,
we're
are.
We're our buzzword of Facebook. We've had a couple of emails in quickly, and then you're going to do your one.
I will do.
So, MSN. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Cocky, shit-smarter child on MSN. Hope he's rotting in hell. Liam from London. Nice. I've not put the punctuation there. That cocky, shit-smarter child on London, on MSN. Right, okay. I don't need to remember him, but it sounds funny. So, cheers for that, Liam.
Liam remembers.
Liam knows. He's still having nightmares now. Poke. I haven't poked anyone on Facebook for years. Does anyone still do that? Is it a nice or creepy thing to do, Phil in London? I've not poked anyone for years, neither.
I think it was funny back in when it first started, but now it's just creeps.
Who pokes someone these days?
You know what it was? You couldn't send messages back then. So the only way to was the Pokemon. whereas now you can say hello or whatever, even if you're not a friend.
Well, you do it without you when you want to get attention, don't you? Hello, remember me? And like, if someone's not messaging you, it's because they don't want to. I don't care.
Hey?
Yeah,
but the love's not there no more.
Exactly. Don't do it, Phil. Don't ever do that again. Yeah, no, I don't have anything on, does it? MySpace. There are a few embarrassing pictures of me on MySpace. Me and my friend found our old MySpace pages a few weeks ago. Wow. We thought we were so cool, but really proper nerds. That's Oliver, friend of the show.
Hey!
Nice to hear from you, Oliver.
Oh, Oliver's had a tough life.
Yeah, you're not the only one. We're all geeks, definitely. I've definitely a geeky page. Last one. Solution to frogs. It's quick. Hi. Sorry to butt in with advice as you are handling it nicely, but why doesn't she get a French chef in as I've had tasty frog's legs in Marseille, or maybe kiss them all to see if one's a prince? Adam in Kent.
Hey, you can't knock that advice.
Yeah.
Well done, Adam.
Don't kiss them. Genuinely, they won't turn into princes and you'll probably get a rash around your mouth and then you'll never pull anyone.
You don't know until you try.
Yeah, that's my advice. But yeah, you could try and sell them as food, definitely. That is how advice sound. And I know we are on to yourself. It's Blast from the Past. Buzzword, Blast. Facebook.
Yes. Well, just quick point on the old MySpace days, because you guys have got me reminiscing about that as well. Because I've definitely got some incriminating photos I need to kind of take down off of there. I need to actually go on there and delete that profile if it's still there. but going on to Facebook, my things with Facebook was I joined my Facebook in the early days where you couldn't send messages to people, and the only way to get people's attention was to write on their wall, and that was it. That's the only way you could kind of get in touch with people, and then they'd write on your wall, and then you'd write on theirs, and back and forth. And that meant like everything was kind of public, and people got exposed in so many different ways.
Yeah.
You'd get so many different, like, I always remember one guy got exposed so much. It was a picture of him with a girl that he wasn't supposed to be with in her bed, and she posted it.
Wow.
On his wall, and it was
wow.
Like, and it was like, yeah, and he's tagged in it. And back then, you couldn't hide the tags. If he was tagged in something, you were tagged.
These guys are like the forefathers, the ones who had to go under the bus so the rest of us could learn.
We now have our privacy settings.
Sacrificial lamb.
Thanks to this guy.
He died for all our sins.
Literally, he just seems like, oh no. You can tell he didn't know that photo was taken. And now it's posted on his wall. The side chick has now become the main chick. And that always kind of made that whole thing, the way Facebook used to be, always made kind of getting over breakups difficult for me personally. I remember breaking up with a girl, and you'd always go back and forth, kind of like, almost like Facebook stalking your ex to kind of see what they've been posting, and you'd always take and interpret different meanings into them every time. It's like she'd like post a music video, it's like, oh, what does it mean, the lyrics from that music video? And then, or she might post like a quote from a book or something. It's like, oh, it's convenient, that quote reminds me of this. And you get so frustrated by just looking at everything that they posted. And every time they'd post something, you'd get inside and you'd get anxious and you get nervy. And that stopped me from being in many relationships.
Okay, thank you.
I know you was waiting to press it. I saw your face.
it's his choice that they're friends.
I've always from in the last 10 years found it difficult getting over someone now that like social networks have been involved, because you always see them with their. I've always been the slowest one after a breakup or an end of a relationship to get with someone else. And it's always been the person I was with, they'd always be in a relationship first. And so I always had to go through that pain of kind of seeing them with their new person and seeing the new guy, checking out the new guy's profile. Oh, look at him. He doesn't look nothing like me. Yeah. He's white.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to go back.
That rule's not worth the paper it's printed on.
It's voided. You voided it now.
Once you go black, you'll end up with a white guy afterwards.
But that reminds me of the Justin Timberlake song Signs, because I always interpreted different signs in everything, and also because Justin Timberlake was in the Social Network film.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here it comes. This is Signs. I'm not sure of what I see. You don't fuck with me. Why are you telling me to see the signs? She's looking in my eyes. Missing the other guys. Why are you telling me to see the signs?
It's legit, you know it's a hit when the Neptune's on the doggy dog in the spit. You know he's in tune with the season. Come here, baby, tell me why you leaving. Tell me if it's weed that you need. If you want to breathe, I got the best weed, mine is seeds. Ain't nobody tripping, VIP, they can't get in. If something go wrong, then you know we get to tripping.
I'm not sure what I see. You don't fuck with me. Why are you telling me to see the sign? She's looking in my eyes. Missing the other guys.
Now you step in with a G from Los Angeles, where the helicopters got cameras. Just to get a glimpse of our chucks and our khakis and our bouncing car. You with your friend, right?
Yeah.
She ain't trying to bring over no men, right?
No.
She ain't gotta be in the distance. She can get high all in an instant.
I'm sure of what I see. You don't fuck with me. Why are you telling me to see the sign? She's looking in my eyes. Mostly the other guys. Why are you telling me to see the sign?
Have you ever flown on G5 from London to Ibiza? You gotta have pizza. You'll have Sundays with your Kitas. You'll see Venus and Serena in the Wimbledon arena. And I
think Uncle Charlie, you're
crazy. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you lost until she's gone. She got a pretty face. Drove you wild. But you ain't got that shoe. Doggy dog style.
I'm not sure of what I see. You don't fuck with me. Why are you telling me to see the sign? She's looking in my eyes. Missing the other guys. Why are you telling me to see the sign?
Yeah, that was Signs.
Oh, Justin Timberlake, Snoop Dogg, and a bit of Charlie Wilson.
Absolutely, absolutely. We jump back in a little bit because we have had a few emails, I know.
Ooh.
Yes, yes, yes. Frogs still. Why not get Paul McCartney in to sing to them? Remember the Frog song? He's like the Pied Piper of Frogs from Doug. I don't remember the Frog song, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to insult your intelligence, Doug. I don't know.
I'm sure you're right, Doug.
Yeah. I don't know the Paul McCartney back catalogue, to be fair. I should do. Poking. Hello, I need a good poking. And how annoying was nudges, Paul? we all need a good poking, definitely. Don't get anywhere near enough poking, definitely. I agree. And nudges were very, very annoying, to
what
be
were
fair.
Where nudges from?
I think they were on Facebook as well. Pokes. I'm sighing at home listening to you whilst remembering Pokes. It's been ages since anyone's poked me and I reckon I'm due one. So sad now, Harry and Romford.
See, I can't tell if the listeners are referring to Facebook or not.
Oh, I don't think they are. I don't think they are, to be fair.
Something tells me they're not.
Absolutely. Not enough poking is going round, quite frankly. No. Not enough poking's going round.
I would say let's bring it back, but I don't want to be responsible.
Yeah, whatever.
I know the backlash will come from. And, can you stop poking me?
I mean, it was annoying. It was annoying.
Oh,
definitely.
Very annoying.
was just random.
The only thing you could do was poke them back.
Yeah, exactly.
It. And then you got into a poke war where it was just back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. Until one of you decided, no, I'm going to be the bigger one.
Yeah. I'm going to let that poke go. Okay, I'm going to let that poke go.
No, I'm going to leave it.
No more provocational pokes for me. I now have reached the end of the show.
Oh, you what?
Yeah, a lot of listeners will be going, what about our spoilers on screen section? It's all I tune in for. Oh, you can wait next week.
Yes.
Basically, The Walking Dead's wicked. That's all we were going to say anyway.
Yes, make sure you catch up next week so we can spoil it.
Yeah. Guys, you can follow us on Twitter if you like us. At Johnny and INL. And at Johnny I Cochran for me.
And it's at INL for me. INEL. Make sure you follow us, guys, because so many of you guys are getting in touch. It would be nice to see you on Twitter as well.
But we'll be back next Thursday at 4 p.m. So, tune in next week, guys. We can't wait to hear from you. See you later.
Bye.